Thursday, 9:37 p.m.
Yes, this is Nikia Bagley. I came through your drive-through and ordered at 9:15, and I ordered the Swiss cheese and dip or French dip sandwich. It didn't come with a sauce. I ordered a beef and cheddar sandwich, and the bread was hard. And my son had the brisket smokehouse, and the meat was dry. It looked like, like, I need someone to give me a call back. My number is 919. I called y'all 3 times. I have my receipt, and I need someone to give me a call back. Thank you.
Friday, 6:16 p.m.
This is the third time that I'm calling. For some reason, y'all have a problem with answering your phone. So I will be calling corporate and getting that number to call corporate on this store, because this store just don't make no sense. That y'all right here is prominent area, and y'all serve the driest, nastiest, coldest food ever. And then y'all have the nerve not to answer the phone. Someone needs to give me a call back.
Hello.
Hi, this is Charlie. I'm the manager returning your call from the Arby's.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like you had some sort of complaint about, I guess you didn't like your sandwich for some reason. Like, what's the problem? I'm not quite understanding.
Yeah, we had came through and ordered some brisket sandwiches, and one of the sandwiches didn't have the stuff on the side, like, every time I come to the Arby's, they always make everything wrong. It don't never be. And then we tried to call back up there that night for, you know, to tell them what they had did wrong, and they didn't leave. Nobody answered the phone.
Yeah, I know. You left a ton of messages on our answering machine. Like, the thing we don't understand is, like, if we never make your order right, like, why do you keep coming back here? Like, we're just curious.
Because that is where we stay. Like, I mean, y'all should learn to get y'all stuff together. And who am I speaking with?
This is Charlie. I'm the manager.
The manager. Well, who is your general manager? Because if I left
Carol,
the messages and y'all just now calling me back, like, this has been a while ago. This has been
a
long time ago.
Yeah, I know. We were just going
ago.
Through the answering machine because it's 2019 and we're busy. We don't usually use the answering machine, but the light was blinking, and so we're like, oh, I guess we better check it. And holy crap, you filled up our whole machine, so we're just trying to figure out what the problem is.
Oh, no, I didn't call. No, I didn't call that many times. I know that's a lie. I mean, for real, I know I didn't call that many times.
You filled up the entire cassette
tape.
The little micro cassette was just full of complaints.
Okay, well, I would like to see that one, because I know I ain't called that many times. That is crazy. But I do know every time I come there, y'all never get an order right. Y'all slack on the way y'all do food. It ain't been the same since Susie's been there. Y'all don't know how to do things. It's like y'all just don't care about how y'all make y'all sandwiches. It's like y'all just throw anything together. And you said that your GM is called named Daryl?
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing you don't have to understand is it's a sandwich. I mean, if you're that angry about a sandwich, I mean, you should just make one at
You
would
be that angry, too. You'd be that angry, too, if you spend your money.
No, I really wouldn't.
Y'all are
a restaurant. If you have to argue and complain about a sandwich.
Y'all supposed to provide a service.
You know, it's just not a big deal. I mean, if you call up a starving kid in Africa and ask them what they think
of
your sandwich complaint.
We're not in Africa. We're in America.
You know, you're going to sound stupid.
Well, and when I talk to your manager, I'm gonna see how you sound stupid.
I am
because y'all
the
were just now calling.
I am the manager.
It's someone over you, and he wouldn't be happy hearing from no complaints from no customer anyway.
Yeah, but
and y'all just now
Carol,
calling
our
back.
Our general manager is in Florida for the next 3 weeks on vacation. So, until she comes back 3 weeks from now, I'm the highest authority you can talk to.
Well, I'll just call corporate because y'all have a corporate office as well.
Yeah, we do, but they're closed.
And you have
holiday.
A good day because you sound really silly. You're supposed to be a manager.
No,
and
you
customer
really
is always
silly,
right.
Complaining
no,
about
you
a sandwich,
sound silly
I mean,
as hell. Yeah, because I spent my money there. And y'all need to learn to get y'all shit together. That's what y'all
need
to do.
We don't need your
do.
Money.
You
we
sound?
Make your you're annoying. That's
How
why
do you
we make your food bad
you
on
sound?
Purpose so you'll go away, but you just keep coming.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep coming as long as I spend my fucking money there. And I will be talking to your GM, and I will let her know how disrespectful you are. And as far as you need, and you need to be demoted. You damn sure don't need to be nobody's manager, because evidently you don't know that the customer is right. And if I spend my money up there and I ask for certain things for my sandwich, it should be right. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is when they pay for their food.
No, have you ever worked in a restaurant or a retail store? I assure you, the customer is not always right.
I have worked in a restaurant and have been a manager at McDonald's and understands. Yeah, and when people ask for certain things on their food and they pay for it, then they want it. And it shouldn't be nobody like you saying something is wrong.
You know, you said there was no sauce, the bread was hard, and the sandwich was dry. I mean...
Hello?
Hi, this is Charlie from the Arby's again.
Yeah, this is her husband.
Yeah, so, like, what's the problem? Like, is she always, like, you know, that crazy and complaining at home? I mean, she has so many complaints about her sandwich.
Whoa. Are you up there at Arby's right now?
Yeah, I'm the manager here.
All right, I'll be there.
No, well, you're not invited. She stands.
Hello?
Hi, yes. This is Charlie from the Arby's again.
Yeah, what is it?
Hey, we just want to let you know that you're banned from our restaurant. So, like, you
don't nobody give a fuck. Why are you still calling me? You're calling me from a long time ago. Who the fuck are you? Get off my phone.
This
stop
is Charlie, the manager, and you're banned
Arby's.
From our restaurant.
You need a new job. Nobody gives a fuck about Arby's. We can go to another Arby's. It doesn't even fucking matter.
Good. Go to another Arby's.
Okay, we will, and
we will call your
GM too and let them know. You are unprofessional and calling
for what? Carol's on vacation
in
Florida for 3 weeks.
You're calling for what?
To tell you that you're complaining about your sandwich is stupid.
You said what?
Your complaint about your sandwich is stupid.
You're stupid, and your mother, and whoever
stupid.
Else is in there. You're
hey,
a crackhead.
Don't talk about
too.
My mother that way.
You're,
my mother is
you're
retarded.
A crackhead. You're a crackhead.
Bitch.
No, you are.
No, you are. You are because you keep calling the
and
fuck
what the
back.
Fuck is wrong with
you?
You
a manager and you calling back? What
hey,
type
and
of
don't
manager
you dare talk
that?
About my mother. She's retarded.
Man, fuck your mama. Fuck your mama.
Hey, that's not nice.
How the fuck are you a manager and you still calling back on somebody's phone?
Oh, yeah? Well, at least I don't call and leave message on answering machines complaining
about. We got
about
people on
standard.
The way up there, so stop
where
calling.
Where your manager at?
You're banned. You can't come here. If you come here, we're just going to lock the door. Hey, don't hang up on me. This is the Arby's manager.
Are you in?
Yeah, you're banned from our restaurant.
Banned for what?
For being stupid.
Bitch, you stupid. You got me fucked up. Why are you being so
and your wife filled up our answering machine's cassette tape. So if you do stop by, you better bring us a new tape.
Tape for what?
For our answering machine.
You get
what filled up with her stupid
that's
complaint.
Why y'all can't afford shit. That's why you calling and talking because you can't afford shit. Stop calling this motherfucking phone. Don't
no,
nobody
it's
give
because
a fuck
it's
about
2019
no
and we can't buy cassettes anymore.
Don't nobody give a fuck. Don't nobody give no fuck. Y'all are a place of fucking business. People are supposed to call and tell you what's up with your fucking menu. You got them weak-ass bitches in there in the fucking kitchen not listening, and your dumbass over here fucking calling. You supposed to be making sure that people get the motherfucking orders right. You over here calling like a little bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Excuse me, sir. What's your name?
You better bring us a new cassette tape.
No, what is
your
name? What is your name?
I told you. My name is Charlie.
Charlie. All right.